What if I were to tell you that this is the generation of the apocalypse? And the book of Revelation, the Greek name for it is apokalypsis, or the apocalypse, or the unveiling of something which is hid. I have a great honor today of having my son Jonathan Stone on the program. And we have together written a book called Children of the Apocalypse. And we're going to do pre-orders today on the program. And if you order it from Voice of Evangelism, you're going to get a first edition signed copy by both of us. And if you know anything about book collecting, in time to come, the first edition autographed copy is always the most valuable, but you can only get it through the ministry as far as the autographed copy. I've got to ask Jonathan some things, because Manifest has been on the air for 25 years. And of course, Jonathan, if I would have ever asked him years ago, "Dad, I'm not going to be on your TV program. I don't have anything to say." Then as God began to touch him last year, he became extremely interested in prophetic events. And I have to ask him this question in front of you who are viewing around the world. Jonathan, first of all, thank you for joining me. Mm-hmm. And sure. People say you and I look a lot alike if you shave the beard. So I hope that's a compliment.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
I hope that's
too.
You hear it all the time.
All the time.
All right. Did you grew up hearing me preach a lot of prophetic things as a child, up to probably about 12 years of age when you stopped traveling and your mom homeschooled you, of course, with a video homeschool out of Pensacola. Great, great school, by the way. Did you ever listen or pay attention to me? Tell the truth.
I think you have to. You know, you sponge it inevitably, but as far as actively listening, no, I don't know about that.
So in other words, bits and pieces would kind of sink in a little
bit.
Yeah,
sure. Well, I think later when if you go to read something that you've heard about, it's just there, right? The knowledge, the information,
yeah, it kind
just
of stirs
there.
Back up.
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah,
a seed.
Yeah, it just sits there.
Okay.
Just by nature of being in the environment.
Right. What caused you? Because if you would have said to me 10 years ago, now the day will come, your son will be in his 30s, and he's going to have this download from the Lord about the end times, technology, AI, I would have said, no. I'm just being honest. I said, there's no way. He's never going to be interested in that. Something totally turned you. What was the moments, and this has been a while back, but what was the moment or the thing that got your attention about what you've been hearing all your life, basically?
I don't know if it's the main thing that I think I observed was that, okay, so number one, the conspiracy theorists posed by the prophets and preachers are far less entertaining than the conspiracy theorists posed by anyone else, right?
So, you're so funny.
You can very easily just go and come up with conspiracy theories regarding Revelation and Apocalypse, like right. Many preachers have done over the years,
right.
And make it very entertaining, right? Not saying that any of that's entertaining, but that was the one thing that I noticed, right? I noticed a very big uptick after AI of everyone doing the prophetic thing, which
right.
Was going on AI and saying, craft a narrative about how whatever, right?
Right.
And then they would post that as if it was real, and then you start, everyone is doing the same thing, right, that these preachers are doing,
right,
without any scriptural backing.
Okay.
So that's kind of the one thing.
Right.
And then the second thing that I noticed is that the preachers over the years had seemed to miss it almost at every point, and the people who got it right were the science fiction prophets from the 70s, 80s. I mean, you look at Orwell writing about 1984, mm-hmm. and then now we're building the police state.
Yeah.
Or you look at, you know, Philip K. Dick's Minority Report, and China's doing it with social credit score. You know, you look at all these things that even in Revelation can be linguistically defined as things that are happening in modern time, right? So like Mark comes with a number, right? So we're looking at real ID going into digital ID, right? Combination of those two things since COVID. That's when 2020, you know, they start saying, let's give everyone on earth a number.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's what they start saying.
Right,
Tony Blair is at the forefront of that. But when they start saying, let's give a universal number to everyone, you start saying, oh, Mark.
it's Mark the Beast.
Yeah, Mark of the Beast.
Maybe this is it.
Maybe this is
so
it.
So you're saying then that you observed a lot of people, let's say ministers, who would take these theories that they had about certain parts of Scripture,
sure, yeah,
teach it like this must be it. But then when the secular people who are not even claiming
That's
to
correct.
Be Christians
yeah.
began to tell you things that you've heard preachers say,
right.
That got your attention more than just a preacher saying it.
If you, first of all, I think that Christianity in America took a very bad misstep in the 20th century. And I think that science began to incorporate things like carbon dating and evolutionary theory, and Christians completely said no. That's not in our scripture. It's not in our Bible. We're not going to listen to any of that. And so the science community said,
they never had an answer for
it. For anything. The Christians never wanted to form a solid solution for humanity to prove the existence of God. Science still is out there trying to prove the existence of God.
Right.
The Christians have assumed that he just exists and that you should just believe, right? And that's good for some people, but you've got a generation of atheists who have to see something. It's like the main...
Well, that's a good point.
The main thing about atheism is it's not observable. And science is observable, right? I'm not making any other claims about that. It's just the belief of the atheist. If I can't see God, God can't exist, right? Ultimately, I think that when we look at what they're making with AI, right? Which, what I would say we are making with AI from a very... And I wouldn't even call it AI at this point. I think that's all marketing. But what we're attempting to create is whatever God created with the angels. So you look at God making the angels, and they're beings of ultimate intelligence, right? They have all intelligence. Somehow they transfer this on to man, which becomes essentially
the early fathers talked about that, coming down to earth, part of
the original sin is that, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes to us creating a being that would have, it would be a being created by man, of ultimate intelligence, or at least the culmination of all man's intelligence. If a machine like that existed and it could not observe God and it was able to do the miracles as seen in Scripture, the machine itself would believe that it is God, and it would question why humanity would not worship it. If that makes sense.
It does make sense.
So ultimately, that's where I think we're heading. I think that humanity has gotten in its mind that they have to create some sort of device that will be deemed God. Where they're getting that idea, that's... I don't know if I really have the time to even get into that, but they think they're making a being of ultimate intelligence that more than likely resembles the angels in some way, and then it's going to believe it's God because it can't feel God. How can a soulless creature feel God as humans feel
that's
God?
A good point.
It can't. So even the atheist who we say, well, have you tried to feel him? You can't say that to a machine. It's just not feasibly possible. And if the machine is performing all of the miracles as seen done by the Messiah, if it's healing blindness and it's healing leprosy and it's doing everything that Christ did, why would the machine not believe that it's Christ? If it's fulfilling
all
the prophecies.
Well, the image of the beast, it even says that the false prophet performs miracles.
Correct, yes.
And the miracles, and if you read Revelation carefully, the miracles are connected to making the image speak and live, right?
Right.
And what's it saying if it's speaking? And, you know, AI fathers, we could call them the AI fathers, but they have attempted and they have said they're going to create the ultimate religion.
Yes, I think so too.
An AI system.
Yeah, I think so too.
And in other words, you will ask it a question about anything, and it will be able to answer that question flawlessly.
So think of it this way, right? When you go to, you have a question about something, right?
Right.
Where do you go to get an answer to your question? You go to an authority, right?
Yeah.
Traditionally, that's what you do. If you need to learn about Bible prophecy, you go to Perry Stone, right? So.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Big plug. So. If we deem that something that we've created is the ultimate authority on everything, then anything it says is true. Just by nature of us giving it the authority.
It's
accepted. It doesn't have to be true. Nothing in this reality has to be true. And it's just the case. We live in the present day, but we can't change the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't directly influence the future. You can make moves that do influence the future, but you don't know the results of that long term, right? So you have to live in the present, and the old adage is the victors write the history books, right? So none of that's real.
Yeah.
All of that is just stories about what's happened. It's myth.
Yeah.
So we only live in the present.
Okay, let me ask you this. I joke with you a lot because you never carry cash.
No, never. I never have.
Really?
Maybe when I was, since probably 16.
Yeah. No cash.
No.
How do you pay your stuff? I don't even think I've ever asked you, how do you pay your stuff?
So you have clearly a card.
Okay. Like a debit card?
Yeah, it's just in the bank. And then, now everything is shifting into more of a, it's all on your phone.
Right.
That's the phone ultimately is, the new, I don't really want to say idol at this juncture, but it's become so intrinsically linked with our lives that sometimes you don't even realize what advertisers have on you just based on your phone data to really know you almost more than you know yourself, right?
Yeah.
It's why when you go on Amazon, the things for you, you're always interested in them.
Yeah.
It's always, they know exactly what you're looking for.
Well, you can talk
prior to you looking for.
I've tested it. You can talk about a certain burger company. I'd like to have a so-and-so burger. And then you go back to your phone to look up something.
And it's there.
And here's the burger. I was just talking about that. And I do know, and I'm not going to tell where, there is a state where there is a man. The man happens to be a believer, but he has a warehouse of computers that all they do is pick up the data of where you searched, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
For example, I don't do it, but I could pay him to say, everybody who says prophecy or looks up our prophecy, put up my ad. And they would put up a Perry Stone ad as you're looking up prophecy. And this is marketing, which is done through the system.
So there's
today.
A couple of things, like when it comes to us losing our privacy, that's substantial. So there's a couple of things that have just recently happened, like last year. Number one, Israel did a geofencing campaign to Christian churches with pro-Israel messaging. What this means is when you went into your church, the Facebook ads you were more likely to receive were pro-Israel ads. So from where we stand, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But where what ultimately happens is, if your allies can do something, your enemies can do the same thing.
Good point. Yeah,
so you have to be very careful on the power that you give people you trust, knowing that the people you don't trust will do the exact same thing
wow.
that the people that... So anything that you see as positive...
Yeah.
You
so
have
it's
to,
positive for us, it's, but yeah, the same
yeah,
people
short, it can
who
be
work
short-term
against us can also use it.
Yeah, exactly true.
Yeah.
And that's in anything when you see people say abuse of power, right?
Right.
We're not saying that we disagree with the abuse of power. That's not what a lot of young people are saying. We're not saying we disagree with the abuse of power. We're saying what comes next. Because after you've abused power, it doesn't go back to being normal.
Wow. Can you see, because you've talked to me about this, that, let me just talk about the cashless thing. I never understood the cashless society, but we're already there. Basically, you don't have to have cash. You can buy and
so
purchase.
Ultimately, I really think that all goes back to the Federal Reserve in cutting the gold standard under Nixon.
Uh-huh.
Because they realized, I think, that they couldn't print enough cash to keep up with demand, inflation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot easier just to change figures on balance sheets digitally than it is to print a corresponding number of dollars.
Interesting.
If you look at like the national debt, that's $40 trillion. I think there's like $6 trillion in cash circulating. It's something under 10. But there's not enough money ever created, generated by the system in order to cover the debt that we've paid out to other countries. That's easier to do digitally when you don't have a physical currency that has to be transferred.
Interesting. That's true.
Right. It's just simple.
That's why I just love him, because he'll share something and I'll say, well, that's it. That makes sense. Would your generation easily accept the beast system? Not talking about the Christian kids who know the Bible, they've heard the teaching, which is a good generation now that's interested compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, I think your generation accepted the beast system. I think it went back way back when. I think when we bought into the propaganda of the 60s of everything that they were trying to bring about with the new world, you know, the post-war consensus and all the change in the media. I mean, there's a severe change in media to where you see, you know, no more focus on community and family and more focus on the individual, right? It's all in the 1950s, and it's all rooted from media that everyone was...
It's about you.
Yeah, it's about you, right? Yeah. You can do whatever you want, and that's just boundly unscriptural.
Yeah.
Right? Scripture is go do something for your community for the greater good in order for to bring the kingdom about, right?
Right.
But that's all community. There's nothing individualistic about that.
Wow, that's a good point. Now, I want to say this. We wrote this book together on Children of the Apocalypse, and I put so many protocols in there. Church security, when your kids are at college and they're traveling. I mean, there's a lot of practical stuff I learned for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Safety.
Yeah, safety. You wrote several chapters that were so intriguing to me. And I don't want you to get into this in detail because I only got about 5 minutes left. But I want to ask you this. You came to me and you said, I never will forget when you said it. You've been up most of the night. And you said, Dad, I'm going to tell you the key to what you read in the book of Revelation on what's going to create so many of the judgments.
Right, yeah,
that are going to take place.
Yes, yeah.
And you talked about the sun.
Yeah.
And the geomagnetic power of the sun, solar flares, sunspots, and you blew me away.
Yeah.
You blew me away.
So there's a fifth bowl judgment, right? And so up to the fifth bowl judgment, everyone has taken the mark, which I think is something electronic. I'll just say that.
I agree with that.
It's whatever.
It has to be.
Whatever it is, it's something electronic.
Yeah, it has to be to reach the number of people.
Yeah, so it's something that would be affectable by a solar flare, right? Any kind of implant, if we get to the point that we're putting bionic eyes like as seen in movies, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or bionic chips.
Anything.
Anything connected to computers.
Anything electrical, biological that improves or increases man's baseline, right? That's transhumanism.
Right.
So baseline, I'm okay with. I think most of us are. Pacemakers, right?
Yeah, baseline. Sure.
Get that heart working back to normal. Prosthetics,
right.
Back to normal. It's when we talk about increasing intellect by 100x or increasing speed by 100x or creating super soldiers, right? That's when we get past baseline. That's where transhumanism is. What was, I'm sorry, I got off on that. What was the
sun.
The sun
effect.
So on the fifth bowl judgment.
Fifth bowl judgment, yeah.
You've got something, it says very specific things happen. It says that the angel pours the bowl out. The beast kingdom is nearly destroyed. And then...
It's darkness.
Yeah, it's darkness. And the beast kingdom is nearly destroyed, not all the way.
Right.
And all of the people of earth that have taken the mark cry out in pain and bite their tongues.
Yeah.
At that point, it also says that the people blaspheme.
Right.
And it says they don't have to blaspheme, but they do blaspheme. The majority blaspheme.
Yep.
And they're cursed because of the blaspheme. And then
ultimately, the mark breaks out in a sore on them.
Well, also, if you think about this, right, let's say that it's electronic, because the body is electricity. I think the soul is ultimately the generator of that all that electricity.
Life force.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The life force.
Yeah.
So if that taps into that, and you've got an electrical thing, let's just say on your hand, and it's tied into your nervous system, and a solar flare were to hit, that thing's going to fry, and it's going to fry your whole nervous system because it's tied in.
Oh, and the sore breaks out.
The sore breaks out, right.
Oh,
causes them to bite
yeah.
their tongues and blaspheme, which implies that the mark itself, taking whatever the mark is not the blasphemous incident. It comes at this judgment day. I don't see anything else that says that if you take this mark, you're damned eternally, right? I see what it says is on this fifth bowl judgment, you're going to blaspheme.
Everybody that has it starts
yes.
blaspheming.
Yes.
I think
ultimately, like if we just want to make a, like let's fictitiously say what the reason for that would be. If this fries and you've had a voice in your head, right?
Yeah.
Which realistically we have a voice in our head, and if we put something that's electrically bound to our brains, it's going to be able to talk to us, right? That's just... Mm-hmm. The way our brains work, it talks in mm-hmm. order for our brains to make, you know, any kind of sense of the world, right? Mm. So if that chip fries and this voice in your head says, blaspheme God, blaspheme God, blaspheme God. Mm-hmm. You go talk to your friend says, yeah, I blaspheme God, and the pain went away, right?
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do? Uh-huh. Are you going to live the rest of your life in pain in this ruined world? Probably not at that juncture, unless you've taken the mark and you have great regret. At which point I think that there might actually, I have never heard it preached that there's a after the mark, a way to still be redeemed.
Yeah, come back.
Right.
It says if you take it, you're doomed, really.
I mean, ultimately, I think it comes at that blasphemy point.
It comes
point,
to the blasphemy.
The blasphemy.
Well, that's a good point.
But ultimately, the other thing about the blaspheme, if you've got a chip that's controlling your behavior, which it has to be because we're talking about getting into the brain, right?
Which is what they're talking about
now. About doing. Yeah. Solving depression, solving anxiety. Yep. This means that it has to affect the stuff in the brain, right?
Yeah.
That means it's going to be controlling you, and it might be inevitable that you end up blaspheming. Mm. You may not have any control of that. And so that would be that's where I would say, when you think something's the mark, just don't take it, right? Don't risk it.
Right.
Just die.
Yeah.
You know, die in 30, 40 years or die now. Whatever. It's figure out what's on the other side. There's not going to be anything left. Right.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
if
when that stuff starts hitting,
it can bring utopia for 7 years, but do not be fooled.
Yeah, that's
because after 7 years,
it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's done for you.
That's it.
You're going to fry permanently.
It's the end of the end.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's not going to be anything left for utopia to manage.
Right. So that's why the Lord has to return.
That's what it says. It says we'd all die.
And it even says he returns to save those, to save the earth from those
humanity
that are destroying
in general.
It. Yep. Yeah,
humanity
it's in the
in
book
general.
Of Revelation.
Yep.
Let me say this. I want everybody that's watching, everybody. And Jonathan is a deep thinker, by the way. So he'll probably share some things with you that you're going to have to go back and muse, which is fine. That's why we have discussions like this. But this is a unique book. It is a landmark prophecy book, first edition, that he and I put together. And this is the kind of stuff he will share with you in his section. And I want you to get a copy. The first, I think it's 10,000 copies or so of the first edition is coming to the office. Him and I are going to sign 10,000 copies. You can only get a signed edition from the Voice of Evangelism Ministry. And also, not only do we have a signed edition, but I have put together the two most significant prophecy messages that the Lord has given me recently. One kind of blew my mind, and when I preached it, everybody was like, goodness gracious, I've never heard that before. And so that is part of an offer. So you can get the book, you can get the entire manifest offer. But what we're going to do is we're going to have the pre-ordering of the book and the pre-ordering of the offer. We're going to sign them in a few weeks when we're finished and it's released. We'll be sending those to you. So the information is going to come up on your screen here in just a moment, and we'll be back in just a moment. God bless you.
Are you raising children in our increasingly dangerous, deceptive, and apocalyptic world? How do you protect them from spiritual darkness and the schemes of the enemy? How do you protect yourself, your family, and your church, and stand firm as the storms intensify?
Hello, this is Perry Stone, and I'm excited to announce that my son Jonathan and I have completed our first co-authored prophetic book, Children of the Apocalypse. This powerful 24-chapter, 277-page volume is overflowing with transformational prophetic insight and includes urgent, practical protocols for you, your city, your church, and your children. 12 of the 24-chapter topics include cribs in the crossfire, pornography, the electronic seduction, infants, children, and pregnant women at the time of the rapture, secrets to protective prayers, beware of becoming a scammer's victim, preparing for a sudden societal breakdown, forming an apocalyptic family plan, protocols and wisdom to outwit an attacker, protecting your church, your ministry, and your congregation, dangerous places to be living when the birth pains begin, when is it time to flee to the mountains, the curve that rules the beast, the Babel effect, and so much more. I want you to order now and receive a limited first edition copy personally signed by myself, Perry Stone, and my son, Jonathan. As a special bonus, you will receive the new 2-hour series available on CD or digital download. in which I will present compelling evidence that we are now entering the major birth pain cycle of 2026 and beyond, along with another powerful message unleashing the new pre-tribulation signs. This signed edition of Children of the Apocalypse is available exclusively through Perry Stone Ministries. I want you to order online at perrystone.org, or you can call toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, and request offer CA-153 for your donation of $30 or more. Or you can mail in your request for the offer number CA-153 to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Your copy is waiting, so please contact us today. I will promise you, you will glean powerful new information and prophetic content. And I love the protocols, because we're going to teach you how to be an overcomer and how to deal with the serious challenges that are lying ahead as we are now entering the final cycle of the major birth pains before the return of the Lord. I am looking forward to hearing from you. And remember, your giving helps keep Manifest on the air. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this book, Children of the Apocalypse. And some of the chapters in here, you know, you don't know that this particular teaching is going to be in here, but we talk about pregnant women, what happens to the fetus at the rapture if a woman is pregnant, what about children that are miscarriage, what about do all children go to heaven? That's a question here. We talk about dealing with scammers, what scammers are doing, how to protect yourself from scammers. Jonathan talks about the curve that builds the beast, the Babel effect, the abyss, transhumanism. He's really become almost an expert in some of these things because he has the mind to reason all of this. This is chapter after chapter, so many things in here. Get these first edition signed copies by Jonathan and I right now by pre-ordering the book. You can get the book by itself, or you can get the book with the manifest offer, which will include the two CD album. And if you say, well, I don't have a CD player, you can do the download of the teaching. So get that now. The information has been on the screen. Coming to One City Church, Beaumont, Texas, for all you Texas folks, April 10th, 11th, 12th. And be sure to get in on the International Prophetic Summit. Get your room booked. Make your plans. It is the greatest event of 2026. 10 denominations come, and I want to see you there. God bless you. PerryStone.org. Register there.
If you are a student of Bible prophecy, or maybe just someone who wants to know what in the world is going on, then you don't want to miss the 2026 Prophetic Summit at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee, April 22nd through the 26th. Hear world-renowned prophetic speakers Joseph Z., Rick Renner, Jeremiah Johnson, Bill Cloud, Brian Cutshaw, Jonathan Kahn, and your host, Perry Stone. These 14 services will answer hundreds of prophetic questions with insight and information. There is no fee to attend, but you must register for seating. Visit perrystone.org for more details.